Well, good morning again, everyone, and welcome back to Epsom Baptist Church. I'm sure you've noticed that as we come to the end of a worship service, we pray a blessing on all those who've attended. We ask God to be merciful, to be gracious, and bless his people through us. Bless his world as we go back into it. Just as we have already asked God to bless Ben and Rosie, Raffi, Leo and Vinny in our live service, heads up to those who can't be with us, so we ask God's blessing on all of us. Our expectation is that this blessing will not be something that they keep for themselves, but gladly and readily share that with others. We pray that what they receive, they will pass on, so that they may be a blessing to others. And we pray that as Ben goes to take up the role of minister at Ewhurst Baptist Church, and as a family they move to be part of that church community. According to Jewish custom, Psalm 67, and we continue to look at the Psalms and Psalm 67 today, that psalm is recited at the termination of the Sabbath, the day set aside each week specifically for rest, reflection, worship, and thanksgiving. At the end of this time, the people pray, "May God be merciful and bless us. May his face shine with favour upon us," verse 1. Psalms are like songs dedicated to God, and they express something of the faith, the hopes, and the fears of the person of faith. They take the reality of life as we know it and bring it up against the God of the Bible, and so work out what it means to be a people of faith in a very real world. The request of the psalm, the psalmist, the songwriter, and those who to this day recite this psalm is based on the ancient blessing pronounced by Aaron in an earlier book of the Bible, earlier in the history of God and his people of faith, and repeated down through the centuries. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show his favor and give you his peace. That's in Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 to 26. The exact nature of the requested blessing was spelt out by Moses in detail. God would bless their towns and their country. He would bless their children and their fields and their herds and their flocks and their baskets and their kneading bowls. In fact, God would bless everything associated with their coming and their going. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 3 to 6. Everything, in other words, associated with their everyday life. Very real. All the blessings mentioned here were physical, but spiritual blessings were promised too. It was as the Israelites contemplated their physical blessings that they recognized the spiritual dimension of their blessedness at the hand of a merciful and a gracious God. In the material blessings given to them, they could see the way in which the Lord was making his face shine upon them with favor. Verse 1 again in Psalm 67. In other words, they could see God at work in their own lives and in their own circumstances, in their families and in their immediate community. They could see it because they lived in a very hand-to-mouth culture, a harsh and variable environment where they would be provided for bountifully if the harvest was plentiful, but would struggle to survive if the crops failed. They could see it because they lived in a hostile world where conflict over land and chattels was a regular occurrence, especially from surrounding nations. They were often a minority people, and yet God afforded them protection and dignity. Today, our dependence on God may be in some ways less tangible. We in the Western world at least have a pretty secure and reliable food supply, regardless of season. For us, a poor harvest may mean more expensive goods, but they are still supplied to us, even if others, sometimes more reliant on basic foodstuffs like rice, go without. We live in a militarily and politically stable and secure environment too. It is an unusual place to be when you look back through history. It's unusually peaceful and settled. In many ways, we have never had it so good. In other words, many of the blessings related to our day-to-day needs are pretty stable and secure, aren't they? Because of this, we can forget to see the hand of God at work in our lives. It tends to be only when things go wrong that we ask the bigger questions of life. And perhaps over these last 18 months, they've been times when you've asked those questions. Who are we? Where do we come from? Where will we get our next meal from? What is our purpose in life? What happens after this life? What about justice and equality? What about the management of this planet, our environment? What about the starving and the abused, the homeless? What about fuel security when fossil fuels are either no longer available or we come to recognize that they're not the best thing for our world and we look elsewhere? What kind of world will my child grow up into? What heritage will I leave my children and my children's children? The prayer of the worshippers, reflected in this song, this psalm, went far beyond a concern for personal blessings. Beyond the boundaries of their own lives lay people and nations who needed the blessing of God on their lives. So, having sought their own blessing, the worshippers then added, "May your ways be known throughout the earth. May your saving power be known among people everywhere." Verse 2. Those who know the blessing of God upon their lives should never become so enamored with their blessed condition that they ignore a world outside that lacks what they enjoy in abundance. What enlarges the vision of the recipient of divine blessing? What helps us to see what we're doing to this world and its people and what God is and wants to do in this world? It's the recognition that the Lord God, verse 4, directs the actions of the whole world. The reminder that the whole world is precious to the Lord God. That serves to redress this imbalance where we focus just on ourselves and what we have. Those who taste God's blessing begin to feel His heartbeat, and their heart's cry becomes, "May the nations praise you, O God." Verse 5. May the whole world, in other words, be blessed, not just me and mine. And when they are blessed, then they will worship. We see in Ben and his family going to minister in a new setting, a future that will be a blessing to others. That's what we pray and we hope and we expect. There is no greater blessing than to enable people to come to a place where they too can give thanks to God for the blessings He brings to them. We do pray a blessing on Ben and Rosie and Leo and Rafi and Vinny. We also pray that they will be a blessing to others. In fact, for all of us, there is no better way to end a day of worship and blessing than to seek to bless the world that lacks it. And what blessing there is in being a blessing. May that be our hope and our focus this coming week. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you so much that you have blessed us in so many ways. Thank you especially that as the people of the family of faith, we know Jesus and we know our God as Father. Lord, from that place of blessing and from your provision for us in such abundance, help us to be a blessing to others. Help us work towards others having secure food supplies where we can, praying for it, advocating for it, working towards it. And Lord, in so many, many, many other ways, help us to recognize the blessings we have and so seek to be and to bring a blessing to others. Lord, we can see that focus in many material ways, practical ways in our world. Help us never to overlook those, to become so spiritually minded that we're of no earthly use. But help us to recognize also the spiritual blessing we have in knowing you and sharing that with others, that they too may know spiritual blessing by coming to know you. Be in all these things in our lives, in our interlinked lives, as we go about our business in our world this week, we pray in Jesus' name. And Lord, as we also consider Ben and his family moving on to Ewhurst, Lord, we pray a rich blessing on them today. May they be a blessing to many in that community, to the church family, which may not be large, but may it be have a large heart for you and for the community they serve. And Lord, we pray that they would be effective in their witness. Bless them as they go, we pray. Also, in Jesus' name. Amen. And may God bless you as you go into the world this week. May he cause his face to shine upon you and give you his peace. Amen. Bye. See you again soon.